in the House of Representatives?
Yeah, of course, we all are familiar with the term the squad, and that is a group of ultra left-wing people in the House of Representatives. Well, far-left Democrats, Ayanna Pressley, who, by the way, Kevin, suffers from the same ailment as Will Smith's wife.
Alopecia?
Alopecia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So initially she goes on to Twitter and she was supporting Will Smith for, you know, the slap and defending his wife, her honor, and only to take it down afterwards after possibly putting herself in the middle of something that maybe she didn't want to be in the middle of because she was getting some blowback for supporting Will Smith. So people are all over the place on this, and you can understand why, because I think we all could appreciate a man defending the honor of his wife or girlfriend or sister or whatever, but at the same time, there is a decorum which needs to be met. And apparently the blowback that Ayanna Pressley got, which explains why she walks around hairless, because she suffers from the same ailment. And I've never heard anybody say anything about her appearance. Have you, Kevin?
I haven't either.
Yeah, so it's accepted. It's noticeable. But, again, it's one of those things where you don't really talk about that much. But I think this is going to go round and round here for the next day or two, and we'll see what they do. But we know that they're not going to press charges. But at the same time, you can't have, you know, a bunch of actors beating up on each other on national television, dropping a bunch of F-bombs.
Well, and my whole thing is, I understand honoring one's spouse. I think that's good. But there is defensive protection, and there's offensive protection. And what we saw last night was a crime. It was criminal assault. And, you know, he knew exactly what he was doing when he walked up back up on the stage.
True.
But what I did find interesting was that he laughed at the joke.
Yeah, that's maybe he saw his wife's reaction after he reacted.
Yeah,
and maybe that's what he's going, uh-oh. I sure screwed up here.
Time to step up.
Yep, and maybe that could be an explanation. But again, there's a lot of people out there that are saying, you know, actors acting, get a little buzz going on, and people will talk about it for a week. You know that old water cooler talk when big TV shows like Seinfeld or you know, shows like that where, you know, that's where the term water cooler talk came from, and they just wanted to get a buzz. Who knows?
Wow. More to do. We'll talk more about this. And by the way, this is an evolving story, so it's changing. We're going to add layers to it probably in our final half hour, so stay where you are. Don't touch that dial as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:30, I know it's a Monday, but hey, let's accentuate the positives here. Freeways, for the most part, look pretty good with one exception. I see a vehicle there on the right shoulder. It looks like it's heading in the wrong direction, but it is a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston. Try to get you more on that the next time around, but looks like there is an accident there that just literally happened. Other than that, no delays or issues on the 95. And you look pretty good on the 215 as well. Traffic is moving along at about 60 miles per hour.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Some roster tweaking for the Raiders this weekend. They re-sign offensive lineman Jermaine Elmenor, as he is somebody who does have a connection with new head coach Josh McDaniels. He played with the Patriots in 2019 and 2020 before heading to Las Vegas. The team is moving on from five players as defensive back Joel Jamerson, wide receiver Javon Wims, defensive back Jordan Brown, defensive tackle P.J. Johnson, and tackle William Sweet are all no longer in the organization. Vegas Golden Knights hockey back at it on Wednesday when they play Seattle. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
At Wendy's, March is madness. With our breakfast Baconator. Sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, both made with fresh cracked eggs, or even a honey butter chicken biscuit. And we're just getting warmed up. Get 50% off the official breakfast of March Madness when you order through the Wendy's app. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
For a limited time at participating Wendy's via app offer only. Account registration required. No discount applies to taxes or fees. Not valid with any other offer.
When it matters, companies need more than just a delivery service. Cintas delivers full service and the reliability that comes with having a dedicated Cintas service rep who understands your business, which means they deliver confidence and peace of mind, too. For uniforms, cleaning essentials, mats, first aid and safety supplies, and fire protection services, discover the personal attention you get with Cintas.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've spent the better part of the afternoon dealing with the slap. By the way, this just in, it's official. Albert Pujols is returning to my beloved St. Louis Cardinals. People were wondering, is he going to play again? And the answer is yes. And he is going to be a backup first baseman and a DH in St. Louis. So good for him. Good for him. I had a chance earlier to visit with Victor Jakes, and really throughout the day, we've been trying to get a reaction to the slap last night on the Oscars. I asked him, did you see it? And did you like it, or did you see the clips?
I saw clips. Yes, I saw the standard version. I saw the slow mo version. I saw clips with commentary. So I saw what happened.
So what did you make of it? Is the prosecutors in L.A. County are their hands tied if Chris Rock doesn't want to press charges? I mean, everybody saw it.
I that's my assumption. I'm not an expert on the law, but I would assume that the victim would have to be the one willing to press charges. I thought the funniest part of the whole thing was that Will Smith was laughing at Chris Rock's joke about his wife. And, and you go back to Chris Rock on stage and he's ready to move on. All of a sudden, Will Smith's coming up and, Yeah, I watched the slow-mo version because, you know, I think there's a lot of talk about, oh, is this stage where they're trying to, you know, make it interesting because the Oscars are so boring. And, I mean, I don't think it was staged. I mean, Chris Rock stood there, and I don't think I just don't think he had any indication that it was going to happen. Yeah, that was my takeaway from watching the slow-mo version. And incredible props to him for just shaking it off, deciding not to poke further fun at Will Smith and his wife, and then delivering the Oscar, I think, for a documentary. I mean, it was an incredible scene.
Well, and you know what's interesting? You're exactly right. The Oscars, of all the award shows, Grammys, Emmys, doesn't matter, all of the award shows, and this is the most stodgy, boring, it was the lead story on most of the newscasts this morning.
Well, yeah, I mean, I saw someone snark on Twitter that if we knew there would be physical violence between two people at the Oscars, but we didn't know who it would be, the ratings would, like, you know, triple overnight. I thought, yeah, there's something to that. That was actually something interesting.
Now my question is, though, where is the moral outrage? Somebody doing something like this, a heinous act, in public before, what, 15, 20 million people, and the fact is that okay, Time for the after party, and then he's spotted dancing to get jiggy with it at the Vanity Fair party just a matter of an hour or so after all of this went down.
Well, he won the Oscar for best actor, and, you know, he got applauded up on the stage. It was really incredible. It's reminds you of Harvey Weinstein, where everyone, you know, basically the idea that certain people in Hollywood can do whatever they want, and everyone knows it, and no one pays any sort of attention, and it's like, well, yeah, that's kind of true. You know, Will Smith is a tremendous actor, makes really enjoyable movies, and apparently that gives him the right to go and assault someone on stage, and no one really reacts. I think the takeaway is, you know, enjoy Hollywood's movies, but when they start lecturing you on how there are moral betters, disregard.
Was he justified in doing it, do you think? I mean, if you're talking to your kids about this, your family, how do you explain this to them?
Well, I mean, he made a bad choice. I mean, no, I don't think he's justified. I mean, first of all, it's a pretty mild comment. And, I mean, but probably more importantly, I mean, you're at an event where people will make fun of other people, and some of those people will be in the audience. And, you know, that's part of what comes along with being a gazillionaire is that, and going to events like this and wanting the, you know, the fame and celebrity is, well, sometimes comedians will make fun of you. I really think it was in reaction to some sort of prodding from his wife. Where he, you know, I don't know, thought he was trying to stand up for her honor or something, but just sometimes you got to let it go. You know, you just got to move on. And, well, especially in that circumstance, I mean, it's literally a joke from a comedian. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I mean, Don Rickles did this for 40 years. You know, making fun of people in the front row. That's just the nature of it. And the opening monologues usually are all about that, making fun of the celebrities.
Well, that's kind of half the reason. Well, I mean, there are lots of reasons people watch, but that's the enjoyable part, right? I mean, here are the people who are the rich and the famous, and, you know, the people who are popular and adored, and okay, they're going to get cut down to size for 10 minutes a year. It doesn't seem like too much to ask.
Would you like to see some A-list celebrity Hollywood folks come out and criticize? Because I haven't seen it yet. Is there any out there?
You know, I can't say I'm super plugged in. I haven't seen it. I think Hollywood does, you know, protect its own in a lot of ways. And, you know, I certainly don't think he's going to be blacklisted from any movies or anything. I mean, it's Will Smith. You know, he's one of the most bankable actors in America. He's going to do this, and no one's really going to bat an eye.
Again, Victor Jenks joining us. By the way, you have anybody still left in the Final Four?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm like a Duke fan, and so I've been so disappointed in Duke that I picked them to lose in the second round. And so I'd love for Coach K to go out, you know, with the victory. But if I had to guess, I'd say Kansas is going to walk away with it.
Again, Victor Jenks joining us, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And the column online right now, the irony that Biden's female nominee for the Supreme Court can't define the use of the word woman. Can you explain what you meant?
Well, it was really an incredible scene. I mean, Ketanji Brown Jackson is up there, and she's being cross-examined, or I don't know what the right term is. You know, asked questions by the committee, and the senator from Tennessee asked her, you know, can you define the word woman? And she says, no, I can't. I'm not a biologist. And it's like, this is like how you would parody a liberal. Like, no, is it able to define a word woman? And there she is. She's up in front of the whole world. Say no, I can't define a woman, and you know it's what's so funny is it's like she knows she's not telling the truth. We know she's not telling the truth. She knows that we know she's not telling the truth, and she does it anyway. And it's just an example of the left gender ideology run amok.
How do you think she did otherwise?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that the two. You know, there's two questions there, and are, you know, they don't have the same answers. I mean, did she say something that's going to lose her a vote from a Democrat? No, she didn't. And so, you know, mission accomplished. Even, you know, claiming ignorance about knowing what a woman is. You know, is her judicial philosophy pretty terrifying? Yeah, I think that's, you know, you got that from the hearings, which is what you would expect from a Democrat nominee. You know, it's, there's going to be a case, and it tends to be, well, what outcome do we want as a policy, and therefore that's what the Constitution says, and that concerns me.
There you have it, Victor Jenks, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We were going to have Joey Gilbert on. He got caught in a meeting running late and could not join us today, but will join us in the next couple of days. He said, rebook me, and we'll get after it. And I'm looking forward to having him here. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Steve Siddall here at Coach Pete's Money Desk, along with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, with right now, should we be saving for retirement or getting out of debt?
Steve, that's a proper balance kind of thing. It's like a seesaw. I think that it depends on what kind of interest rate you're paying on the debt, mm-hmm. what kind of balance the debt is. But if we don't have a retirement plan, we're never going to be able to retire. And so think about that, because companies don't give you pensions anymore for the most part, so we need to fund our own pensions. We do a lot of this consultation strategies there, looking at the debt, looking at what you want to do in retirement, look at how much you have put aside, and putting together a proper plan. It's customized for everyone. Steve, the next 10 people, we're going to do that at no cost or obligation. We're also going to give you the 15-minute retirement planner guide that I developed a few years ago.
Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000. Coach, before you go, you often talk about core and explore when it comes to retirement planning. Now, does that principle or does that process still stand firm today, even with the volatile market and the craziness going on?
Steve, we've been talking about this forever on the radio,
yeah,
over 15 years. What is a core and explore? Well, you have money put aside for retirement, but many people I've talked to have way too much money and way too much risk. And if you haven't seen that, you've seen it lately, right, with the coronavirus and the market going up and down. Let's put together our own plan that has the core money that is growing. It's protected from the zingers of the market, and it gives you that lifetime income you can never outlive. You can go to PeteOnDemand.com to find out more, but more importantly, give me a call right now. The next 10 people will put together your very own core and explore strategy, no cost.
Call 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 888-702-6932. That's right. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Gentleman Jim Dallas alongside, and we now know who the final four teams are going to be. I've got my Kansas Jayhawks in it, and a lot of folks are saying they may be the favorite, but I'm not sure if in the hearts of Hoops fans all over the country, there aren't a lot of folks that are rooting for Coach K.
Well, if you take a look at these four teams, and this is amazing, Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, and Villanova, these four teams in this year's Final Four, since the 2007-2008 season, have claimed seven national championships.
Oh.
In 14 different national championships. So 50% of all of the winners over the past 14 years have come from these four teams. So I think we're going to have some pretty good games as we wind down the season. But we all know that this is Coach K's final season, and it's a little payback could happen this Saturday, Kevin, when North Carolina, who beat the Blue Devils 94-81 just a couple of weeks ago, And that was Coach K's final home game there at Duke. So wouldn't it be just a little cherry on top of the pie there, on top of the banana split, that he would go out a winner against this team to put him into the at least the finals anyway.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But Kansas is such a good team. Yeah. I mean, and it's weird. They somehow manage under Bill Self to find a way to win and to get to the big dance. And I mean, it's almost like going to the big dance is like second nature. And now the big question is, can they win two of the two final games of the season? That's the big question.
It is indeed. And when you take a look at people's brackets, again, these four teams, considering their track record, a lot of people had these teams in the Final Four. But, again, there's no perfect brackets this year. So the winner of that Acura Integra is not going to have a perfect bracket. What do you think about that?
No. Doesn't look that way. No. Hey, by the way, just a piece of news, and I was unaware of this. Piers Morgan was on, in fact, is on right now, Fox News Channel, and I'm saying, what the hell is he doing on there? Turns out he's going to have Piers Morgan Uncensored on Fox Nation beginning April 25th. So he's going to be back on the air on a regular basis. He was on in the UK, literally walked off the set. And now it looks like he's gonna get a look at least on Fox Nation.
That's excellent. There are people that you can disagree with, but you support them because they are true to their feelings and true to what they're saying. And I will support someone like that than someone that I agree with most of the time. That's kind of sleazy behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
Yep. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for.